After much deliberation over Mr. Fuji's protest on behalf of Yokozuna, it is my decision that there was an oral contract. Mr. Fuji issued a challenge. Hulk Hogan accepted. Furthermore, there was a WWF referee in the ring. Therefore, my decision is that Hulk Hogan remain World Wrestling Federation champion.
Yeah. just banned my last film in Cincinnati.
When I'm with you, pussycat, who needs grass?
You'd have to see it to believe it. Of course, I nearly choked.
And then this bitch took a drink.
That must have been luscious, bothered every woman at the bar.
He got really ready. And you know what happened after he took a drink? Fresca? He snowed in his pants.
You know what he uses for underarm deodorant? Hey,
cool.
Like my old man really blew his mind, you know? And he said he was gonna kill me if he found any more grass around the house.
Escape, man.
All right.
And you're a moon child.
And you're a bitch.
I think it's better after the change.
I'm with you.
By that time, I for one was ready to roll over and fall asleep.
Aber natürlich.
And then Tony said, well, why don't you come over to my pad? I got a waiting pool full of mayonnaise!
Mayonnaise?
I found the European women far more receptive and less hung up.
She went after me like a barracuda.
Well, I warned you, you old fruit.
Plastics, Benjamin.
Bad trick.
It wasn't very long, but it was 4 inches thick.
Have you ever been whipped with a willow wand till the blood came?
Call it! You'll rupture your tongue!
Feel it, my pretty? Night is filled with magic. Mark my words, little dove. Tonight is special.
I was so anxious to get out of bed, I stepped on her face.
Susan, Porter, how are you? Ronnie, see who's here.
It's okay, I'll say it. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
You saw her at my studio this afternoon, Ronnie. This is my niece, Kelly McNamara.
Every inch as ugly as you are, Susan. Must run in the family. I'd like you to meet Vanessa, my escort and bodyguard for the evening.
Pleasure.
Come on, babe, I'll show you the dump.
Come with me, I want to show you the most divine clairvoyant. Big city that the people all call L.A.
What can I get you? Juice of grass?
Well, just a vodka and honnick, I think, please.
Look there. The infamous Ashley St. Ives. Famous indeed for the portrayals in prettily pornographic pictures. See how she gives her body to the ritual. Delicious. Observe in yon quiet corner, an island of tranquility in this sea of revelry. The languid Roxanne finds beauty, that delicate pinch of feminine spice with which she so often flavors her interludes. Ah, look there. Lance Rock, Greek god and part-time actor. See how well he performs? His is a special talent. The golden hair, the bedroom eyes, the firm young body. These are the tools with which he plies his trade. All are available for a price. Beware, fair maiden of Emerson Thorne. Behind that friendly mask, inside that innocent shell, lies fermenting the unholy seed of a liar. See there, behind the bar, the man with the benign, Germanic countenance? Could that be another face of Martin Bormann?
Hey, ma'am, I've been to parties where they dance to records by the Strawberry Alarm Clock, but this is the first time that the Strawberry Alarm Clock's ever been to the party. Hey, what are you shouting out, man? I hear the minimum gig is $4,000.
I get them for free. They're mine.
Wow.
Here, have some grass. Aunt Susan won't see you.
Oh, no thanks, man. In a scene like this, you get a contact high.
This is my happening, and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's a stone gas, man.
Pray we must make haste. My time is not my own. Before the clock strikes 12, I must be back at Forest Lawn.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you. Because the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Oh, oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you.
Junebug, where you been?
Oh, just out dealing with things way beyond my maturity level. Where's everybody?
Bryn took Liberty Bell to her Tot ice skating class.
God, when will you guys learn that Tots can't ice skate?
You're looking a little morose, honey. What's eating you?
Just like losing my faith with humanity.
Wow, can you narrow that down for me?
I just wonder if, like, two people can stay together for good.
You mean like couples?
Yeah, like people in love.
Are you having boy trouble? Because I gotta be honest, I don't really much approve of you dating in your condition. That's kind of messed up.
No, Dad, it's not.
I mean, that's pretty skanky. Isn't that what you girls call it? Skanky? Skeevy?
Please stop.
Tore up from the floor up?
That's not what it's about. I need to know that it's possible that two people can stay happy together forever.
Well, it's not easy, that's for sure. And I don't have the best track record in the world, I know, but I've been with your stepmother for 10 years now, and I'm proud to say we're very happy. Look, in my opinion, the best thing you can do is find a person who loves you for exactly what you are. Good mood, bad mood, ugly, pretty, handsome, what have you. The right person's still gonna think the sun shines out your ass. That's the kind of person that's worth sticking with.
Yeah, and I think I've found that person.
Yeah, sure you have, your dear old DAD. You know, I'll always be there to love you, support you, no matter what kind of pickle you're in. Obviously.
Dad, I think I'm just gonna, like, shove out for a sec, but I won't be home late.
Okay. You were talking about me, right?
Oh, yeah.
I said, who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She don't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. Said he's a scumbag, don't you know? Although you're trying not to listen. I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what your story might be. What your story might be. Yeah, cause they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Around here. Look, here comes the Ford Mondeo. Isn't he Mr. Inconspicuous? And he don't even have to say oh. She's in a stance ready to get picked up. Bet she's delighted when she sees him pulling in and giving her the eye. Because she must be fucking freezing. Scantily clad beneath the clear night sky. It does stop in the winter knowing. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Over the river going out of town. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Around here, oh. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance. I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Here's another one. This is a real classic by Mr. Pinsky. It's entitled 100 Girls I'd Like to Pork.
Pork? It's a coffee table book.
100 Girls I'd Like to... Okay. Chapter 1, Kathleen Turner. Chapter 2, Sybil Shepherd. Chapter 3, Suzanne Plichette. Chapter 4, The Girl in the Taco Commercial. Chapter 5, The Woman in 4B. Chapter 6, The Oriental Laker Girl. Chapter 7, Mr. Pinsky, this is not literature.
Well, you know, I would put in photographs, a brief character sketch, like a biography, and a nice dust jacket.
Mr. Pensky, what is this?
It's literature. It's a fantasy. My fantasy, like Melville. This is my great white whale.
It's whacking material.
Isn't that literature?
Mr. Pensky, how do you associate Moby Dick to a list of women you'd like to have sex with?
Well, I think it's very brave.
I think he's vulgar.
That's what they said about Twain.
That's what I'm saying about him.
I think you're vulgar.
I think you're no talent little shit.
Maybe I should change the title.
I like the title.
Okay, I'll see you Wednesday, class. Good work today. Remember, a writer writes. Always.
I've played with feet before.
You know you're the baby.
Yeah.
I love feet.
You know I like you.
No.
Saw the toes. I'm not gonna touch you.
No. No me diga una cosa así.
Love to do that for you.
Man, yeah. Like sexy. Yeah, I really had to about you. Like sexy.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
some hell to pay here. Look out! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my God, look at the strength.
A press slam!
Kind of military. Press slamming Trish. The leg is hooked.
When you walk into the room, I wanna find a hiding place. We used to laugh, we used to hug, the way that old friends do. But now a smile and a touch of your hand just makes me come unglued. It's such a contradiction. Do I lie or tell the truth? Is it fact or fiction? Oh, the way I feel for you is so complicated. I'm so frustrated. I wanna hold you close. I wanna push you away. I wanna make you go. I wanna make you stay. Should I say it? Should I tell you how I feel? Oh, I want you to know. But then again, I don't. It's so complicated. Control, I think I finally got a grip. Another friend tells me that my name is always on your lips. They say I'm more than just a friend. They say I must be blind. Well, I admit that I've seen you watch me from the corner of your eye. Oh, it's so confusing. Yeah, I wish you'd just confess, but think of what I'd be losing. If your answer wasn't yes, it's so complicated. I'm so frustrated. I wanna hold you close. I wanna push you away. I wanna make you go. I wanna make you stay. Should I say it? Should I tell you how I feel? Oh, I want you to know.
Trail of Death follows Inspector Clouseau. Four people. A doorman, two customers, and a Cossack.
Most regrettable.
Regrettable. Including the Bullo murders, this brings the grand total to 8.
Well, that just goes to prove what I have said all along.
What you've said all along, Clouseau, qualifies you as the greatest prophet since General Custer said he was going to surround all those Indians.
Maria Gambrelli did not kill those four people.
Which four people?
The last four people. Someone else killed those four people. I was with her all the time. And whoever he is the same man who killed the first four people.
A doorman? A Cossack?
It's innocent bystanders. The murderer was after me. Fortunately, he missed.
Fortunately is not the word.
Nevertheless, it proves that my theory is correct. You see, because of some misguided loyalty, Maria Gambrelli will not divulge the name of her former love, and that man is so jealous he will kill rather than lose her.
Are you saying that this man, the man Maria Gambrelli is protecting, her former lover, killed eight people because he was jealous?
Insanely jealous.
So jealous he made it look like Maria Gambrelli was the murderer?
He's a madman, a psychotic.
What about the maid?
The maid?
Was he jealous of her too? He strangled her.
It's possible that his intended victim was a man and he made a mistake.
A mistake? In a nudist camp?
Nobody's perfect.
Idiot!
Sir.
Nincompoop!
Commissioner.
Lunatic!
I will have your murderer for you by tonight.
What?
I have a plan.
What sort of plan?
A plan that cannot possibly fail.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
Gal Rudman in the interview area. You're about to see a grudge match you'll be telling your grandchildren about. Now, we interviewed Bruno Sammartino, and he was talking about how age didn't matter and how he does not like Rowdy Piper. Want to talk about that, Ace?
Whoop-dee-doo. It's not that he doesn't like Roddy Piper. He's jealous. It's hard for an old man to sit back
and watch the young new tiger lion come in and take his slot. You know, Bruno Sammartino is senile. He's an old man. He doesn't understand. Training techniques have changed. Athletes are better. They're tougher. They're stronger than they ever have been before. He lays a lot of names on you that are so old, most of the people who would have remembered them have already died, and comes out here trying to prove something to somebody. Sammartino, just admit it. You're passé. This is wrestling's new legend. I'm his bodyguard and make sure he does exactly what he wants to do.
I love my bodyguard. He's running 8 miles a day. That's because he's afraid of his wife. You told me he lost 40 pounds. That's from emphysema and psoriasis and problems going to the body. That's why you lost 40 pounds. It wasn't to fight me you lost 40 pounds. What you did is you got yourself in this big swell where all these people, all in wheelchairs and canes and all the guys, Bruno! 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 And they're falling over and people are picking them up and husking them out. It ain't my fault that your hair's leaving you. That could be something to do with a 40 pounds. Had nothing to do with me. It ain't my fault that at nighttime you go straight to bed and straight to sleep. That had nothing to do with me. You want to come and fight a lion? You want to come and fight a tiger? Help yourself, and I know you're one of my greatest fans, aren't you? I am. I like you too. And in fairness to you, when I worked camp, you had that match won, and it was going one,
that's true.
Two.
That's
I mean,
true.
I mean,
that's 100% true. Only someone with a flag like that and glasses like that could be able to make an estimation like that. You're a wonderful human being. Thank you.
Well, we're going to see what happens right now.
Me in the face. Yeah. Of course, then again, while these people cheer, they've never been in the position even to get swiped by Lassie's tail, let alone be among stars such as AC Baby and myself. I'd like to clear something up. I'd like to bring out some fine gentlemen and clear a story up, you see. Cyndi Lauper made this video called The Goonies. And what happened, Steven Spielberg phoned me and asked me if I would come down for dinero money to kind of help them along because they're having trouble. So I went and I got together with Mr. Glassy. dumb broad with beer on her breath make a video, and then she turns around and slaps us, and now we find out that they're not even sending us the money.
No money at all. You know, when we first got the call from Spielberg, he says, bring your crew down. And the first one I thought about was you, Roddy. You, the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. And we went down not knowing that broad, the one with the 15 different colored hair, was down there. She ruined the thing.
Absolutely.
Her and Captain Lou Albano and that other rinky-dink guy.
That's what. Not only that, they had the indecency not to give the Sheik his own private dressing room, but they wanted him to share them. What is that? Can you tell me, did they take advantage or what?
Exactly, Roddy. You know, Capital Sport is a wrestling. They come to get a reputation, a special WWF. Something offer, you nothing. Ha! Help!
What kind of fuckery is this? You made me miss the slick Ricky. And thought I didn't love you when I did. Can't believe you played me out like that. No, you ain't worth guessing.
George, light it up.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that. I mean, I've got enough problems with the booze and all. I mean, I can't afford to get hooked.
Oh, you won't get hooked.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, it leads to harder stuff.
Days when I lived for my life was everything a man could want to do.
could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow. The rain falling down. Tell me, how can you stop? Oh, sun shining. What makes the world go round? And how can you? This broken man, yeah. How can a loser ever win? Somebody, please help me.
My broken heart,
and let me live. Yeah. La 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 la. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So how can you stop the rain from falling down? Oh, yeah.
How can you stop
the that old sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And sometimes I feel the same. I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend this broken man? Yeah. Somebody tell me, how can a loser ever win? Baby, I'm gonna say, baby. So broken heart. I think I feel like I wanna live again. How can you mend this broken heart? Somebody please tell me, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Clothes all wet, tell me, how can you mend my, please help me mend my broken heart. I think
Couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back
Because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.
I come in peace. I come in peace.
I come in peace.
I come in peace.
And you go in pieces, asshole.
Love this movie, don't you?